This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Transformers Rise of the Beasts review by Matt Donato. You son of a gun. Transformers Rise of the Beasts, I'm back in. Consider me as shocked as anyone to be genuinely excited for more Transformers movies after the disappointing at best Age of Extinction and The Last Knight. The 1-2 combo of Bumblebee and Rise of the Beasts is a course correction that unites beloved Transformer clans, introduces decent human characters, and spotlights metal-crunching action that's an upgrade from the nondescript animated slop we've been served in Michael Bay's last few movies. It's certainly not going to win over the Academy, outside a possible special effects nomination, but director Stephen Caple Jr. executes Rise of the Beasts as a get-the-job-done summer crowd pleaser that makes me feel like a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons again, only on a grander and more exciting scale. Picking up the story after 2018's Bumblebee, Rise of the Beasts sticks to the ancient era of 1994, giving it some comfortable distance from the stink of Transformers movies that we try not to talk about anymore. Anthony Ramos stars as Brooklyn electronics whiz and ex-soldier Noah Diaz, who acts as the Autobot's human correspondent, and as he comically grapples with the reality of mechanized aliens driving Earth's highways. The irreplaceable voice of Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime reveals a new artifact of the day that must be recovered before it falls into the hands of the world-eating, planet-sized villain Unicron. It's exactly as cookie-cutter a plot as you'd expect from a movie like this. The animal-themed Maximals aren't the first non-Autobot or Decepticon faction to appear in these Transformers movies, but they certainly make a more impactful entrance. Ron Perlman's guttural bellow as lowland gorilla bot Optimus Primal meets the character's barrel-chested imposition, while Michelle Yeoh soothes as the wise and majestic Peregrine Falcon bot Airazor. The Maximals are given the opportunity to shine because we aren't bombarded with the headache-inducing Michael Bay action sequences that tank the later Transformer films. Rise of the Beasts might keep its battles more contained, but that allows both combatants and move combinations to shine. No more of Bay's constant cutting that makes action scenes feel like they've been run through a junkyard blender. The voice cast behind the rubber-burning heroes and villains are suitably fitted, especially Pete Davidson's wisecracking Mirage. He's the Autobot with the most personality, dropping Wu-Tang references and juvenile jokes like Davidson would in reality on stage. Peter Dinklage is the most unrecognizable as Unicron's right-hand henchman Scourge. Not to say he's not good, but Scourge is a boilerplate baddie with a robotic mean number one vocal range that might be a selection in a generic video game character creator. Otherwise, you can hear Coleman Domingo's intense sternness behind Unicron's threats, as much as the gleeful good-heartedness when Christo Fernandez basically recreates his Ted Lasso performance as Danny Rojas, this time as a Volkswagen van in Wheeljack. Names like Michaela J. Rodriguez might not be first fan casting choices for Terracons like Nightbird, but she makes it known why she was selected with the way she personifies a robot made of cold steel and whirring gears. As for the animation required to bring planet devourers and Autobot saviors to life, it's mainly exhilarating outside of interactions where Transformers and human actors engage with one another physically. Maybe that's Optimus Prime picking Noah up like a nervous hamster, or a bodysuit scene where Transformers technology covers an actor aside from his still visible face. There's an inorganic Cyborg in Justice League or RoboCop remake vibe to it that looks somewhat unfortunate. Luckily, these are minor interruptions in the action, which sees fiery explosions, backdrop laser blaster shootouts, and limb-severing Transformer swordplay. Transformers Rise of the Beasts proves that Bumblebee wasn't a fluke, and that the Transformers series is finally accelerating in the right direction. Stephen Caple Jr. oversees a solid balance between paint-by-numbers intergalactic doomsday storytelling and entertainment-first Transformers action. Even though it never achieves the epic scope it's aiming for and the human side of the story can't keep up with the robots, there's a focus on a story with heart and heroics, and that's never lost thanks to reining in Michael Bay's brand of sensationalist chaos. Rise of the Beasts returns to Transformers basics on a larger scale than Bumblebee, but never gets too big for its britches. It feels like playing with Autobots and Maximals action figures in your backyard on a weekend, lost in a smashy fun adventure that might not save the galaxy, but is a good enough excuse to watch robots turn into cars and fight for a few hours. Rise of the Beasts premieres in theaters June 9th, 2023. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Transformers Rise of the Beasts, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.